Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. Today on Faith Matters, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit as the Comforter, the Spirit of Joy. You know, the Holy Spirit, among the many things that he does for us, he brings us the joy that we need on our spiritual journey to keep us going. For example, one of the first joys we experience is the joy that we find in prayer. I remember when I was a novice, going to the novitiate and beginning to live the prayer life of the Franciscan, I found a great deal of joy. And people would refer to that, well, that's the first fervor. The kind of joy God gives us to get us kind of hooked on wanting to pray. My novice master described it as parents maybe wanting to get their little child, little baby, to come across the room, maybe to walk for the first time, and they might hold out a little piece of candy, and that child will stand and fall and crawl and whatever to get across that room to get that piece of candy. And in a sense, the Holy Spirit holds out to us that sweetness that we need, that first fervor to help us experience the joy of praying. So the Holy Spirit gives us that kind of joy. A second kind of joy the Holy Spirit gives us is when we run into trials and difficulties, and sometimes we find them so difficult, but as we struggle at them, he somehow changes our whole sense, our whole attitude. I like to use the example of St. Francis when he met the leper on the road. He had begun his conversion, and he promised the Lord he would do everything the Lord wanted him to do, and the Lord put him to the test, and Francis met a leper. Now, Francis was a very delicate person, and before his conversion, he couldn't stand the sight of the lepers. The smell would nauseate him, and he would hold his nose, and he would ride off, trying to avoid the leper on the road. But this particular day, he came face to face with the leper, and he wanted to ride away, you know, just as he had done in the past, and hold his nose, and the stench and the sight just upset him so much. But he heard a voice in his heart speak to him, "Francis, you must overcome yourself. Francis, you must find that what you think is bitter is really sweet." And so St. Francis got off the horse and he went over to the leper and he embraced the leper. And then he put some coins in the leper's hand. And then, as a sign that he had fully accepted the leper, he kissed the leper. He kissed the hand of the leper. And when he got back up on the horse, he turned around. The leper was no longer there. He realized he had seen Christ. As Mother Teresa says, to encounter Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. And he said that from that time on, what had seemed so bitter was changed into a sweetness of soul and body. And that's the joy the Holy Spirit brings. He brings that joy again in the midst of our trials and difficulties. Sometimes when we seem to be at the end of our rope, you know, when I wear this cord, and sometimes I think of that. You know, they always say, when you get to the end of the rope, make a knot and hang on. Well, I've got three knots on here. These are my vows. They represent my vows. And I'm very conscious that we have to hang on when we go through our difficult moments, those moments of darkness and dryness, that the Holy Spirit is there to guide us. Even in that darkness, he becomes a light, and he gives us enough to hold on to. Remember, St. Paul says, God is faithful. He'll never give us more than we can handle. Now, even with every trial and temptation, he always gives us a way out. He always just gives us just the grace we need to be able to work our way with his grace, cooperating with him. We can work our way through these things, and the Holy Spirit is there, consoling us constantly. And finally, the Holy Spirit gives us the joy of wanting to meet Christ. Maybe that comes a little bit later on in our lives. You know, I had this brought home very dear to me in a very dear way with the death of my father. I was thinking of the words of the prophet Joel, and St. Peter quoted them on Pentecost Sunday when the Holy Spirit came. The prophet had said that young men shall see visions and old men shall dream dreams. And my father, about 10 days or so before he died, was given by God a beautiful dream. In this dream, he said he saw someone all in white. I can only think of it as Jesus. And this person was holding the scriptures, the Bible. And the person said to my father in the dream, "If you want to know the fulfillment of the scriptures, you have to come to where I am." And when my father woke up then that morning, he He was filled with such a joy. My mother told me, I have hardly ever seen your father as happy as he was that day. And he died, as I say, about maybe 10 days or 2 weeks later. But my mother said from that time on, there was a calm and a peace about him, because he had been given that joy and that consolation of the Holy Spirit. And I know that as death approached, Dad wanted to meet Jesus. The Lord, in that dream, had invited him to come. And so the Holy Spirit gives us the joy of loving Jesus so much that even the what makes us so fearful and many times in our lives, especially when we're younger, the fear of death, we no longer have that fear. Not that we want to leave our loved ones behind. We don't want that. That's the pain. There's the pain of separation. But we know we don't go into an emptiness. We go to Jesus, who's waiting for us to embrace us. And so the Spirit prepares us with that joy for that beautiful encounter at the last moment of our life with Jesus Christ. So may He fill you with that joy. May you know the special presence that the Comforter will be in your life if only you pray to Him and ask Him to fill you with the joy Jesus wants to give you. St. Paul said that the kingdom of heaven does not consist in food and drink, but in the peace and the justice and the joy of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord give you His peace.